Federal long-term unemployment benefits, payments to those out of work for 27 weeks or more, expired on the first of this year. The $10 billion Senate bill would retroactively reinstate those benefits and extend them until June 1st. This would be for all 50 states. But there's a clause in the bill that is really only about North Carolina. The state fell out of federal compliance last year. The state's unemployment insurance system was paying out far more than it was taking in, and they had to borrow nearly $3 billion from the federal government to keep it running. So lawmakers in Raleigh slashed benefits and raised some taxes in order to pay that debt back. As part of these reforms, the state opted out of extended unemployment payments. The move affected an estimated 170,000 people statewide. North Carolina remains the only state to have turned down these extended benefits. The new Senate bill contains a clause added by Kay Hagan, which would effectively grandfather in North Carolina's reforms, making it eligible for such federal money again. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.